हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमाभवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानैस्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् पाश्यभोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनै स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः त्वसौ नस्तुरीयः You're going to see here in the karikas which are following the seventh mantra. In these karikas, Gaudapada Acharya again really presented the whole vision. We are going to see here. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Purvavat atra yete shlokaha bhavanti. Like how before the karikas were presented, after some mantras, again, after the seventh mantra also, these are the verses here. The karikas of Gaudapada Acharya. So what are they? Let us see the first. Pregnant with the content, each karika. Page 353. For those who are following Panologist's book. ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ வித்யாத், ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ வித்யாத், பாதா மாத்ரான சம்சய, பாதா மாத்ரான சம்சய, ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ ஜ்ஞாத்வா, ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ ஜ்ஞாத்வா, ந கிஞ்சிதபி சிந்தயேத், அபி சிந்தயேத், ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ வித்யாத், ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ வித்யாத், பாதா மாத்ரா ந சம்சய, ந சம்சய, ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ ஜ்ஞாத்வா, ஓங்காரம் பாதசோ ஜ்ஞாத்வா, ந கிஞ்சிதபி சிந்தயேத். So I'm going to explain the Bhashyam and the Karika together. Then I'm going to read out the Bhashyam. Okay. So, Gaudapada Acharya says, Vidyat. Vidyat is a verb. It's a potential ling, potential mood verb, which means should know. Vidyat. One should know. Any spiritual aspirant should know. What? Omkaram. One should know Omkaraha. One should understand Omkaraha. How? Padashaha. Padashaha in terms of the four padas of the Atma. Why one should understand Omkara in terms of the four padas of the Atma? Which means one should understand Omkara having the four components in terms of the four padas of the Atma. Because padaha matraha. These three padas of Atma alone are represented, symbolized by three, four matras of the Omkara. Padas are matraha. Four padas of the Atma are four matras of the Omkara. Na samshayaha. There is no doubt at all. There should not be any doubt at all. There is no doubt at all. These four padas of the Atma are symbolized by, represented by, equated to the four matras of the Omkara. Little meaning. Then, Omkaram Padashaha Jnatva. Having understood, having known the Omkara in terms of the four padas of the Atma, person becomes wise, he becomes the accomplisher of everything, which means Nakinchidapi Chintayet. Then a person, literally it says, should not think of anything else. Literal meaning. A person need not think of anything else. Need not think of acquiring, accumulating, attaining anything, possessing anything. Why? Becomes, as a person of wisdom, everything becomes accomplished as it were. The person will be free from the inadequacy. Therefore, the desires will resolve. Therefore, There will not be need for him to accomplish anything to fulfill the desires. Anything means what? Anything which is known in this world, which is accomplishable, enjoyable in this world, known world. Anything which can be accomplished in the unknown worlds also. Later on, after the death, in higher worlds. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Okay. Let us understand what exactly Gaudapada Acharya says. Understanding Omkara Padashaha. What does he mean? It's a complete picture you have to get now. Understanding Omkaraha in terms of the four padas of the Atma means seeing the fact that Akaraha represents the Prathama Pada of the Atma. Okay. What is Pratapada of the Atma? The knower experiencer obtaining in the waking state Vishwaha. And the known world experienced in the waking state as called Virat or nothing but the consciousness Brahma, which is the implied meaning of the word Omkaraha. So, let us be clear here. What is this knower experiencer? So, the knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am, I is also manifestation of the knowledge. I am is knowledge of the existence of the self, which is manifestation of knowledge. This is also what? Manifestation of knowledge. This world is means knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of this is, knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, is what? Manifestations of the knowledge. I am is also manifestation of knowledge. This is also is manifestation of knowledge. So the knowledge I am is what? Manifestation of knowledge. This manifestation of knowledge means this manifestation of knowledge in terms of this is Ishvara. The manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am is what? The Jiva. Therefore, the source of these two manifestations of the knowledge of existence of the self and the world is nothing but one and the only abstract reality, pure consciousness. This is also what? Knowledge of the existence of the world. I am knowledge of the existence of the self. This knowledge of the existence of the self and the world is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Two different manifestations, but the source of manifestations is one and the same reality, abstract formless reality, the pure consciousness implied by the term Turiyapada. Atma, certainly Turiyapada of the Atma, which is the Lakshyartha of Omkaraha. Okay? The content of Amatra. The consciousness witnessing the silence with consciousness. Okay. Now, this understanding the Pada, Omkara and Padashaha. Similarly, the same Omkaraha. Okay, when you look at Ukara also. So, in the waking state itself, one should understand that I, the experiencer, am the same in the dream state. Therefore, the experiencer, I, obtained the dream state is also nothing but the same consciousness. And the knowledge of the existence of the world in dream state also is also what? Same manifestation only. Even though the entire dream world is nothing but luminous, glowing, conscious, effulgent thoughts. The whole experience is in the form of thoughts and glowing, luminous, effulgent in thoughts only. The whole experience of the world and the self is in the form of the glowing, luminous, effulgent thoughts. So there also we understand the manifest source of manifestation of knowledge. Even there, in the form of the self and the world, in subtle form is also the same consciousness. So this a person understands in the waking states, not in dream. Similarly, I, the experiencer, waker, am, now, I, the experiencer alone, was there in deep sleep state also, as the knower of the total ignorance, knower of the bliss in deep sleep state, not knowing my existence, not knowing myself being the knower, I was there. Therefore, and that unmanifested, undifferentiated world also, similarly, is also, doesn't exist outside of the awareness. Therefore, that which is, so we can say, Prajna Antaryamishwara are nothing but qualifications attributed to the only consciousness as the knower and the known, obtaining in unmanifested, undifferentiated condition. And in sleep, in death, and also in pralaya. Same the knower known experiencer, the knower experiencer, the known world obtaining dream state also, nothing but manifestations of the only consciousness. So again, the knower and known obtaining the waking state also is nothing but the manifestations of knowledge. And the source of manifestation of knowledge is one and the same only abstract reality consciousness, pure consciousness. Therefore, even though we get three different names as Vishvatayasa Prajna, Virat, Hiranyagarbhesha Antaryamishwara, we can reduce all the three pairs into one pair as what? Jivaha and Ishwaraha. The only Ishwara. And this Ishwara, what is Ishwara? This is the knowledge of existence of the world in terms of this is Ishwara. And this is inclusive of I. In this, the one pronoun, this itself, what? I comes, this comes, that, this, those, these, all pronouns and all the forms and names, the pronouns, all of them become included in this, this. Therefore, all that is here is, all this is Ishwara. This is Ishwara means what? This is, this knowledge is Ishwara. Therefore, this whole is Ishwara. And who is Ishwara? Manifestation of knowledge of the existence of this. Therefore, this is inclusive of what? I also. Therefore, I is included in the total, the whole. The macrocosmic whole, every individual becomes included. Therefore, what is understanding Omkara in terms of the padas of the Atma? So here, this pure consciousness, pure awareness is the amatraha, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Amatraha is used because it is of the nature of limitlessness. Time, space, especially limitless. And his consciousness witnessing the silence is nothing but pure consciousness, which is like the fourth state, which is to be the fourth pada. Therefore, Turiya pada of the Atma is nothing but pure consciousness, which alone is Satyam. Now, Amatraha, also not the silence implying the consciousness witnessing consciousness. Consciousness witnessing the silence is one and the same. Amatraha implies pure consciousness witnessing the silence. Turiya Atma implies pure consciousness, one and the same, which alone is Satyam. Then we say, Akara, Ukara, Makara sounds are mithya because those sounds represent Karanapada of the Atma, which is Karanapada of the Atma, cause of the universe, which also mithya, and Karyapadas also are mithya. Karanam is mithya, Karyam is mithya. So Pratama Dvitiya Padas, which are Mithya, gross representing meanings of implying gross manifestations, subtle manifestations are Mithya. Karna Pada is also Mithya. And here the Turiyam Chaitanyam alone is in the form of the cause and subtle and the gross manifestations, the effects. All consciousness alone is in the form of cause and the effects, whereas consciousness is not the cause, not the effect, distinct from cause and the effect. And here, it's very important to understand, when I say, consciousness is in the form of everything, means everything here is conscious. Consciousness is not anything, everything is consciousness. This is the final understanding of Omkara. To say all that is Om. So, the words and forms, all the words and forms here are nothing but consciousness. A word is consciousness, a form is consciousness, the function associated with the form also is consciousness. There's only consciousness here. But consciousness is not anything, but everything is consciousness. How do we understand this? Please listen to me carefully. I can say, what is this? Mic is light. I'm simply saying, mic is light. Window is light. We're going to say it on this. Window is light. Door is light. Wall is light. I'm saying, every opaque thing is light. How can you say every opaque thing is light? Is light any opaque thing? No. Light is not any opaque thing. But every opaque thing is light. You're equating an opaque thing, non-luminous thing, to self-luminous light. It's a big equation. Why I say? Because every opaque thing is reflection of the light. Every opaque thing is a reflection of the light, therefore every opaque thing is light. Why every opaque thing is light? Because the opaque thing can never shine outside of the light. Opaque thing can never have the status of being existent outside of the light. Opaque thing shines means opaque thing, light alone is shining in the form of opaque thing. It's a very important lesson. Light alone is shining in the form of opaque thing. Other light does not create the opaque thing, but still no light, no opaque thing. Light is in the form of existence of the opaque thing. Existence enjoyed by every opaque thing is nothing but light. The light which is in the form of existence of the opaque thing, which lends existence to the opaque thing, is in the form of every opaque thing. Therefore, every opaque thing which is reflection of light, reflecting medium of light, reflection of the light, should be reduced to a what? Light. Every opaque thing is light. Light is not opaque thing, which means opaque thing is not, there's no second light. Light is one thing. Light is ekam, one. Light is second, there's no second light. Only one light. And opaque thing is mithya. There's no independent existence. Therefore, light is also what? Non-dual with reference to opaque thing. Therefore, you can just say, every opaque thing is light. Everything can be said be light, light. Window is light. Door is light. Tree is light. Colors are light. Everything here is light. Every opaque thing is nothing but light. Similarly, the entirety of the world of duality, the knower is consciousness. Consciousness is not the knower. Knowledge is consciousness. Every object known is nothing but consciousness. First you say what? Manifest knower is nothing but I, the knower, is the manifestation, the knowledge of self-existence. Manifestation, knowledge of existence of the world, I said. Now, every object known is manifestation of knowledge. because the known being material and inert, it has no consciousness of its own, it has no independent existence at all outside of the know consciousness. Therefore, consciousness does not create the matter or material forms, but consciousness alone by its mere presence lends existence to every conscious, every inert material object becoming manifested. Therefore, see, every opaque object is enjoys existence only when there is manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation only is possible because source of manifestation. Therefore, we can say every opaque thing shines in the presence of the light. Similarly, as a reflection of the light, every material, inert material object, all perceptible objects, gross objects, subtle objects, all experiences, you know, this world of countless number of forms and functions, everything shines in the presence of consciousness only. Therefore, everything, every opaque, every inert material non-object is manifestation of knowledge. What is this tree? Manifestation of knowledge. What is this mic, camera? Manifestation of knowledge. What is table? Manifestation of knowledge. Every object is manifestation of knowledge. Every object is knowledge. Every object is manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, every object is consciousness. You can finally read this word. Everything here is consciousness. Manifestation of consciousness. What is manifestation of consciousness? Pure consciousness. Therefore, A is equal to B, B is equal to C. Everything here is nothing but consciousness. So what is consciousness? Implied meaning of the Om. Om, even though we say Ishra, Jiva, Pratama Pada, Dvitiya Pada, Karanam, Karyam, etc. They're all appearances of opaque things or nothing but appearances of the light. We must have the guts to say this. All the inert material forms, names and functions are nothing but appearances of consciousness. There's not even cause-effect relationship. There's no cause. There's no effect. Just appearances of all inert material forms, names and functions are nothing but appearances of consciousness. Consciousness. All that is here is pure consciousness, which is the lakshyartha, implied meaning of the word Om. Anything other than consciousness, what is there is what? Mithya appearance. Okay? And therefore, the pure consciousness is the Turiya Chaitanyam, Turiya Atma, Turiya Pada of the Atma. Pure consciousness is Amatra. So, implied meaning of the word Om is pure consciousness, and which is implied by the term Atma or Brahma. And what is that consciousness? I am that consciousness. There's no way of arriving at that consciousness unless as an object. You had to say finally, I should be resolved, I can be located, placed only in consciousness. I am consciousness. Aham Atma, Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore, Aham Idam Sarvam. All that is here is Om. It means all that is here is consciousness. All that is here is Atma. Means all that is here is consciousness. Therefore, Om is Atma. Atma is Om, which is what is absolutely what is to be understood is Om means or consciousness. Only Satyam. When you understand this, this statement is correct. Om itihi et laksharam idam sarvam. Idam sarvam om. Om is not idam sarvam. Idam sarvam om. This is the explanation. Whole explanation is to address that fact. This is a statement of fact. Idam sarvam om. All that is here is om. Means all that is here is consciousness. Pure knowledge, pure awareness. This just awareness alone is shining in the form of knower, in the form of knowledge, in the form of known, in the form of countless number of forms, names, functions, experiences, emotions, actions, the laws governing the actions, results of actions, paths of experiences. What is this? This plurality of forms and names, multiplicity of forms and names, duality, differences, divisions, all are mithya. Consciousness alone is shining in the form of everything. So all that is here is consciousness, which is implied by the term Atma, the Turiyapadaha, which is the implied meaning of Lakshyartha of Om. This is what is said to be understanding of Omkara in terms of Padas. Clear? Therefore, Omkaram Padashaha Vidyat. So, where is now? All that Aham Idam Sarvam. All that is here is I, the Self, am consciousness. That must be the final understanding. This is what understanding Omkara in terms of it, Padas. Because Padas are Matras. All three Padas are Mithya. All three Matras are Mithya. There are only relative meanings. What is implied is only the pure consciousness. There is no doubt. So, Omkaram Padashaha Jnatva. Finally, having analyzed Omkara, all matras of Omkara in terms of Padas, having finally understood the implied meaning of Omkara being consciousness obtaining as one's own self, then the person sees oneself as consciousness, the person sees everything as consciousness. In his vision, all that is, there is only Brahma, only Atma, only consciousness. Absolutely, absolutely. In spite of seeing the divisions, then that person, the wrong notions centered on the I become resolved, superimpositions resolve, therefore the fundamental problem of inadequacy, sense of inadequacy centered on I becomes resolved. Therefore, inadequacy being resolved, desires also become resolved. Therefore, there is no need for him to think of any objects of enjoyment to be acquired. Enjoyable in this world or even the world, higher worlds. Anything enjoyable in this world or higher worlds, all are within the realm of mithya only. The person who is reveling in the vision of the Satya Chaitanyam, then naturally he will not be interested in mithya world of objects. Mithya objects. When you have given me a nice chair to sit here, what should you think of sitting on a cardboard chair? Because there is fullness. Again, here fullness, limitlessness is not a state. Here the person, fullness is the very nature, limitlessness is the very nature of consciousness. So having taken ownership of consciousness as the content of I, the person is free from the fundamental problem of sense of limitation centered on I. Therefore, desires resolve. The person is free from this fundamental form of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Therefore, he need not think of anything else. There's no need for him to think of anything else. Because the need for thinking is possible. Only the person has to do something, to acquire something. Because everything else becomes accomplished as it were, attained as it were. He's a person of accomplishment. Therefore, he, actually the word meaning is, one should not think of anything else. Means what? In the wake of the vision, there will not be need for him to think of anything else. This is the meaning of the first karika. Which means he becomes free from the sense of being a wanting person. Okay. Now Shankaracharya comments upon it. Yathoktaihi samanyaihi padahayeva matraha. So the person understands. Yathoktaihi samanyaihi. Yeah, page 354. I'm reading the Sanskritam in 353, but for those who are following English, 354. Yathoktaihi samanyaihi, because of these common features, because of the similar characteristic features, because similarities of the matras and padas. Matras are padas. Padas are nothing but matras. Why? Because the common features. And he says, Tasmat Omkaram Padashaha Vidyat. Why one should understand Omkara in terms of padas? Because Akara means, what does it mean? Akara must be understood as Vishwa Virat, Jiva Ishvara. In terms of the manifestation of the knowledge of existence of the self, the manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the world. These two manifestations alone are looked upon as Jiva and Ishvara. And two manifestations are essentially from one source, the pure consciousness. Okay. Otherwise, akara doesn't mean anything. This is the first, this is only in the waking state one has the knowledge of self-existence. In fact, only with this knowledge of self-existence you can say it's a waking state. That's why this is the first akara first. This is how we understand the similarities. Why the waking state is said to be the first state of experience, first pada of the Atma. It is the first pada. Why? Because this is where the Atma, there is knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. Without which, what can be understood? That is, this is the first. The first and the foremost of manifestations, knowledge of also is what? Knowledge of self-existence, isn't it? What is the first and the foremost and the highest of the manifestations of knowledge? Knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am. Therefore, the Vishwa Virat, meaning the first part of the Atma alone, is symbolized by Akara. So also Ukara symbolizes the Jiva and Ishvara again in terms of, from the standpoint of the dream experience, subtle manifestation. Again, Makara symbolizes the Jiva and Ishvara with reference to the deep sleep state experience. Therefore, finally, Akara, Ukara, Makara symbolize Jiva Ishvara difference. And whereas Amatraha is the he reveals the consciousness witnessing the silence, which symbolizes the pure consciousness, Turiya Pada, wherein all these knower, known, experience divisions resolve. That is why one should understand Omkara in terms of the Padas. That is how we can understand Omkara. The Lakshyartha Omkara being pure consciousness can be arrived at only when you understand Omkara in terms of the Padas. Evam Omkare Jnate. When the implied meaning of the word Omkara, the Lakshyartha of the word Omkara being pure abstract consciousness, obtaining as the self, then what happens? Drishtartham adrishtartham va kinchit prayojanam na chintayet. One should not think of, which means, not that should not think of, one need not think of anything, any object, perceptible, enjoyable in this known world or enjoyable in the unknown higher worlds. Shankaracharya makes it drishtartham adrishtartham va. Drishtartham means what? Objects enjoyable in this known world. Enjoyable in this world itself. And objects of pleasures enjoyable in unknown higher worlds. So, the craving desires will resolve for good, for enjoyment of anything, because the root cause of desire, the fundamental problem of inadequacy will resolve. Because a person revels in the vision of fullness, being one's own nature. Nakinchit prayojanam chintayet. Why? Shankaracharya writes one beautiful word. Kritarthatvat. Important word is what? Kritarthatvat. What is the reason? Why this person does not need to think of anything? Because everything is as accomplished as it were for the person. Everything is attained as it were for the person, because the person has the status of being a person of being an accomplisher. Person of accomplishment. Kritarthatvat. Kritarthatvam means having the status of being a person of an accomplishment. He is an absolutely accomplished person. Absolutely successful person. In irrespective of what he has achieved, even what he has not achieved, still this person, he is a jnani, he is a person of accomplishment. Absolutely, he is a person of accomplishment. He is a person of absolute success. He has kritarthatvam. Shankaracharya says, if a person understand the Lakshyartha of Omkara being pure consciousness, which arrives at as the Swarupam of I, the knower, then seeing, understanding the consciousness as the self, the only truth of this universe, he becomes the person of accomplishment. That's the benefit. Okay, this is what we have to understand from the Karika and the Bhashyam. Okay, we'll move on to the next Karika. 25th Karika, page 354. Upon the Jis book. Yunjita pranave chetaha. Yunjita pranave chetaha. Pranavo brahma nirbhayam. Pranavo brahma nirbhayam. Pranave nitya yuktasya. Pranave nitya yuktasya. Nabhayam vidyate kvachit. Nabhayam vidyate kvachit. Yunjita pranave chetaha. Pranave chetaha. Pranavo brahma nirbhayam. ப்ரணவோ ப்ரஹ்ம நிர்பயம் ப்ரணவே நித்யயுக்தஸ்ய ப்ரணவே நித்யயுக்தஸ்ய நபயம் வித்யதே க்வசித் நபயம் வித்யதே க்வசித். சோ வாட் ஹீ செட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் லக்ஷார்த்தா ஆஃப் பிரணவா ஷுட் மேக் ஒன் சே வாட், அகம் பிரணவா அஸ்மி, ஐ ஆம் பிரணவா, அகம் ஓம், ஐ ஆம் ஓம், அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, அகம் ஆத்மா அஸ்மி. மீன் மீன்ஸ் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் சிங்குலர் ப்ரோனவுன் ஐ cannot refer to anything other than abstract formless reality consciousness, which is the laksharta, implied meaning of the word om. So once you understood, what should you do? You must contemplate. Knowledge has happened now. After knowing where I should focus my attention on, now you can focus attention on. Before knowing, how can you meditate? What should you meditate on? Isn't it? That's why meditation is not for the removal of ignorance. Meditation cannot remove ignorance. Meditation is a discipline to be practiced after knowing the truth. Meditate upon the truth. Meditate upon the fact one has understood through Shravanam. So Shravanam you have done, understood Omkara, now you must meditate upon Omkara. Meditating upon Omkara means contemplation. Why? Because the meditator has to place the attention in one's own Swarupam. Therefore in contemplation, object of meditation happens to be one's own Swarupam. The meditator Swarupam is being meditated upon. Therefore, there's no subject, object, meditated difference. Isn't it? So, it is said, Yunjita. Yunjita means what? May one fix. May one place one's fixing the mind. Chetaha means mind. May one fix one's mind. Chetas is a sakaranta napusakalinga shabda. It's new to gender word. Chetas is a nakaranta napusakalinga shabda. I'm only seeing you and talking some. Just sometimes people think that I'm not seeing other people. Okay, I'm seeing all of you actually speaking. Okay. So, chetas is the word. So, chetaha is a nominative case. Sakaranta napusakalinga shabda. New to gender word. So, when you say chetas, chetaha yunjita, you need not fix anything else. No, you are always consciousness. You were consciousness before you knew. After analyzing Omkara in terms of padas also, now you know you are nothing but consciousness. You will ever be consciousness. Where can consciousness go? Being all pervasive, being timeless, being time-based limitless, being object-based limitless, being spatially limitless, being all-pervasive, it cannot go anywhere. Always your consciousness. So, you need not, is contemplation is not for attaining knowledge, not for having some special, you know, some hilarious experience, not for any spiritual experience, not for even gaining something, attaining moksha also. Contemplation is just for you to take attention from what you are not. What is contemplation? After understanding what you are, making effort to take attention from what you are not is called dharanam. And placing attention in you. Take attention from else everywhere, place attention in your Swarupam. What he says, chetaha yunjita, may one fix the mind. Fixing the mind means placing the attention of the mind. Chetaha Yunjita, where Pranave. What is Pranavaha? I told you in the very beginning that initially I told Pranavaha Om is one word by which everything else can be denoted. One word can denote only one thing, one object. One name can denote only one object. One word can be a name of only one given form. But Pranavaha is one unique word which can be used to denote all the forms. There's literal meaning. Now let me tell the implied meaning. You know why? Pranavaha means, what is the Pranavaha? What Laksharta Pranavaha? Pure consciousness. Now you tell me, everything is consciousness. Isn't it? Every form, a name and function is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Every inert material objects enjoys the status of being existent because it is known. Unless it is known, it cannot have status of being existent. So any object shines being known. It is known means there is manifestation of knowledge. That every object is manifestation of knowledge. Consciousness. That every object is consciousness. This is the only way you can equate matter to consciousness. Matter is consciousness means every inert material object is consciousness. Okay? That's why Pranavaha. Pranavaha means what? Pure consciousness, which alone is in the form of everything. That's why I said the meaning that one vastu. What is Pranavaha? Pranavaha is equal to pure consciousness, which alone is shining as everything. Therefore, it's Pranavaha. Every object is Pranava. Consciousness. Everything is Om. Got it? The meaning of the word Pranava. Now, let me tell you. Chetaha Pranave Yunjita means what? May one place the attention of the mind in consciousness, which one has arrived at as, which one has understood as the Swarupam of the experiencer I. Why he says now, we have understood already. You have analyzed Omkara, analyzed four paths of Atma, you have equated four paths, Pranava to Omkara, Pranava to Atma. Now you know what pure consciousness is. It is content of I. Having understood after analyzing, understood the Laksharta, the implementing of the word Om being pure consciousness, may you place the attention of your mind in Pranavaha, the pure consciousness, obtaining as the content of I, the experiencer. Which means, attention is placed in Pranava means, attention is taken away from everywhere. You can't pay attention here and also there. Attention should not be distracted. Attention must be focused. Attention must have been withdrawn and placed. So, focused. Then what happens? Pranavaha Brahma Nirbhayam. If you're placing means, whenever you place attention in Pranava, which is your own Swarupam, you are Pranava. You are Pranavaha yourself. You the meditator or you the contemplator are pure consciousness implied by the term Pranavaha. You are Brahma yourself. So may you place attention in your own Swarupam, withdraw attention from everything else. Which means you are shifting your identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex as objects of knowledge, negating them as objects of knowledge and placing in your own Swarupam. and you're repeatedly seeing the fact of yourself being pranavaha. Repeatedly, continuously, constantly seeing the fact of the self, I being pure consciousness, the pranavaha, which is fixing the mind in pranava. Then what happens? You are yourself. In contemplation, contemplation is a technique practiced for you just to be yourself. Whenever you are yourself, what are you? Brahma. Consciousness implied by the term Brahma. What is Brahma? Consciousness is free from all limitations, limitlessness. Consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude. That is why it's implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, being free from all limitations means this consciousness is one. Only consciousness. There is no second consciousness, secondless. There is no second thing other than consciousness. Ekam advitiyam advayam or advaitam. Secondless, there is no second thing other than consciousness. Absolutely. If at all anything else is, there is only appearance of the same consciousness. It is mithya. Therefore, there is no fear. Consciousness is implied by the term is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, it is secondless reality. Being secondless reality, you are the consciousness absolutely. Therefore, secondless reality, being secondless, there's no second thing to do any harm to consciousness, to do any destruction, to do any killing. Therefore, there's no fear. Pranavaha nirbhayam brahma. What is pranavaha? Pure consciousness is brahma, which is free from limitations, secondless, therefore, which is fearless. Fearless, consciousness is fearless, means consciousness is of the nature of fearlessness because of its secondlessness. Brahma nirbhayam pranavaha brahma nirbhayam brahma. Fearless reality means what? Secondlessness is fearlessness. Then, when a person fixes his mind in that Brahma, not once, initially, you know, the dharanam, dhyanam, samadhi. Here I am thinking of samadhi, samadhi. So, what you are placing attention on is other than you, that samadhi is only experience. But this samadhi is what? Sahaja samadhi. What is sahaja samadhi? Just being oneself. Being yourself. Being yourself means taking the attention from anywhere and paying attention in your own sarupam is dharanam. Whenever it goes out, bring the attention back to this pranava is what? Sarupam is dhyanam. And when effortlessly your attention remains absorbed in the sarupam, I mean, the fact becomes ascertained for you. When your attention goes afterward, fact becomes ascertained for you. You never lose sight of yourself being pranavaha, pure consciousness. Then it is samadhi. Dharanam, dhyanam, samadhi. But the effort is effort of bringing attention back again and again to the sarupam is dhyanam. Placing is dharanam. First of all, you have to place. To place, you should know before. Know, place, make effort to bring it back again and again, get abide, samadhi. Self-abidance, abidance in one's own sarupam. Means what? Not effortlessly, not being forgetful of one's own, the fact of one's own self being pure consciousness, Brahma, is... Something. So here, Pranave Nitya Yuktaha. Pranave Nitya Yuktaha means the person who remains established in the vision of one's own self being Pranava, one's self being pure consciousness. One whose mind abides in the Pranava, one's own self. Nitya Yuktaha means the person who always abides in the fact of one's own self being Pranava, abides in one's own Swarupam, one who does not lose sight of oneself being Pranava, the consciousness. For such a person, Bayam na vidyate kochit. Nowhere the fear comes at all for that person. Tasya bayam na vidyate. There is no fear at all for that person whose mind abides in Pranava, the pure consciousness obtaining as the self. For him, no fear at all from anywhere. There is no fear at all from anywhere. This freeing oneself from the hold of the phenomenon called fear for good is attainment of immortality while living. So, Jnani is always in Samadhi, Sahaja Samadhi. What does it mean? The fact does not become forgotten. Doesn't lose sight of the vision or the fact of the self being Brahma. Okay? This is the second Karika. Let us read the Bhashyam. Shankaracharya says, simple. Yunjita. I am explaining both Bhashyam and the Karika together, so that I can simply read out the Bhashyam. Yunjita. Samadadhyat. Yunjita means samadadhyat. Samadadhati. Samyak adadhati is the verb. Samadadhati is the verb. And what does it come in the ling verb? Samadadhyat. May one carefully, thoughtfully place the attention of the mind in one's own Swarupam, which one has understood through the analysis, which has been done already, which is equal to Shravanam. Okay, then, Samadadhyat, Yatha Akhyate Paramartha Rupe Pranave. May one, Samadadhyat is the verb used by Shankaracharya. Samadadhyat. Here Gaudapadacharya uses the word Yunjita. Yunjita is the verb used by Gaudapadacharya. Shankaracharya uses what is the equivalent verb? Samadadhyat. Where? Pranave. That they can't change. Pranave. One should focus attention on the Pranavaha. Which Pranava? Akara, Ukara, Makara? No. Amatra Pranava. Amatra of the Pranava. The pure consciousness, the Satyam, the absolute reality, the implied meaning of the word Pranava, which is implied by the term Atma, that Pranave, which is Paramartha Rupaha. Paramartha Rupam, Paramartha Rupam, Pranave, Paramartha Rupam means the Paramartha means the implied meaning of the word Pranava, the pure consciousness, the absolute reality. In that, one should fix one's mind, place one's attention to the mind. Chetaha manaha. Why one should do that? To ascertain the vision of one's own self being. One understands. See, you have to arrive at the implied meaning of the Pranava only as the Swarupa of the experiencer. Then you see yourself being the experiencer. You have to say, I am the experiencer. Then you have to arrive at the reality, consciousness, implied meaning of the word Pranava only as the content of I, the Swarupa of the experiencer. Therefore,
When you seeing pranava means seeing the implied meaning of the pranava means focusing attention on one's own essential nature. Therefore, what is the benefit? Yataha pranavaha brahma nirmayam. Why one should contemplate upon the consciousness, the implied meaning of the pranava? Because it is one's own self. Because pranavaha brahma nirbhayam. Pranavaha, the consciousness implied with pranava is limitless reality brahma, secondless reality brahma. Therefore, it is of the nature of fearlessness. And what are you wanting actually? You want freedom from the hold of the fear of being subject to mortality. Therefore, you want fearlessness. You want freedom from the fear, which is freedom from the hold of the whole mind. Freedom from samsara. Fear of samsara also. Therefore, that fearlessness is equal to moksha. And you are aspiring for moksha, which is fearless, absolute fearlessness. And for Brahman is of the nature of fearlessness. Therefore, you must ascertain the fact of yourself being Brahma, which is of the nature of fearlessness. Therefore, one should focus. Which means what? Ascertaining the vision of the fact of oneself being Brahman is the only means of freeing yourself from fear of samsara. That's the idea he says. Brahman nirbhayam. Okay. Nahi tatra sadayuktasya bhayam vidyate. So, there is no fear at all for the person who is ever endowed with the vision of the fact of oneself being Brahma. This ascertained vision of the fact of oneself being Brahma is possible only when a person deliberately practices contemplation for length of time. Okay. See, initially you practice contemplation with your effort. After some time, the vision becomes ascertained means effortlessly you will be in contemplation. Being in contemplation means not losing the sight of the oneself being consciousness. In spite of being entered with the body, mind, and complex, in spite of interacting with the transacting this world of duality, still seeing the fact of non-duality of the reality is what? Is in fact being in contemplation. So for such a person, there is no fear at all from anywhere. Nahi tatra sadayuktasya. Not only sometime. Sadayuktaha, the person who is endowed with this vision of the fact of the self being pranavaha. Bhayam vidyate na kochit. There is no fear at all from anywhere. And to support what he says in his karika and what is explained by Shankara Bhagavatpada, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents another quotation from Taittiriya Upanishad. A beautiful quotation. You come across this in the 6th Anuvaka, 2nd section of Taittiriya Upanishad. Vidvanna bibheti kutaschaneti, vidvanna bibheti kutaschaneti, kutaschana vidvanna bibheti. Bibheti is a third person singular person tense verb. Does not become frightened. Na bibheti. Who does not become frightened? Does not get. Here vidvan. Vidvan na bibheti. Wise person. Who is a wise person? The person of accomplishment who has understood the implied meaning of the pranava, has understood pranava in its implied sense. As Atma, the very self, such a person is a wise person, vidvan, na bibheti, he does not become afraid, does not get frightened of anything. there is no greater accomplishment than discovering fearlessness being one's own nature, which is the absolute security. Nakutaschana vibheti iti shrutehe means this is a statement of another shruti, Veda, Vedanta, the Upanishad. Okay. Let us go to the next karika. Pranavo hyaparam brahma. Pranavo hyaparam brahma. Pranavascha parasmrutaha. Pranavascha parasmrutaha. Apurvo nantaro bahyaha. Apurvo nantaro bahyaha. Anaparav pranavo vyayaha. You can read without breaking also. Pranavo hyaparam brahma. Pranavascha parasmrutaha. Apurvonantaro bahyo naparav pranavo vyayaha. 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 You're not breaking. Better not to break it, okay? Apurvo nantaro bahyo naparav pranavo vyayaha. Apurvo nantaro bahyo naparav pranavo vyayaha. Okay. Pranavaha hyaparam brahma means hi aparam brahma. Pranavaha cha paraha smritaha. So, this pranavaha, the unique sound, unique syllable, which itself, single syllable, which itself is a word denoting the whole, is what? Both parambrahma, aparambrahma. Om alone is in the form of aparambrahma. Om alone is Parambrahma. Which means Aparambrahma is Om, Parambrahma is also Om. Which means there is no second thing other than Om. Because Om is Brahma. Om is Atma. What is Aparambrahma? Aparambrahma is another word for Sagunam Brahma. What is Sagunam Brahma? Sagunam Brahma means, let us go one by one, okay? Aparam Brahma is equal to Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is equal to Karanam Brahma and Karyam Brahma. Aparam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma is equal to both Karanam Brahma and Karyam Brahma. Together are said to be what? Aparam Brahma or Sagunam Brahma. So Brahman with the causal status is Sagunam Brahma. Brahman with effect status is what? Karyam Brahma. Okay. So here, not only that, this is Sagunam Brahma. What is Param Brahma? Brahma is Paraha Smritaha. Pranavaha Paraha Smritaha means Param Brahma also is what? Not only Aparam Brahma. Param Brahma is also Omkaraha. What is Param Brahma? Param Brahma is the pure conscious, the absolute abstract reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness or awareness, which is distinct from the cause and effect. Karana Karya Vilakshanam Chaitanyam Aparam Brahma. Karana Karya Vilakshanam Chaitanyam Aparam Brahma. So here, which means Akaraha உகாரஹா, தீஸ் டூ ஆர் காரியபாதாஸ். அகாரா ரெப்ரசன்டிங் தி கிராஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன், உகாரா ரெப்ரசன்ட் சட்டில் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன், ஆல் இஃபெக்ட்ஸ் காரியபாதாஸ். அண்ட் ஹியர் மகாரா ரெப்ரசன்டிங் அந்தரியாமேஸ்வரா, ரெப்ரசன்டிங் தி அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்டட் அன்டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட் தி காசல் கண்டிஷன் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் டிவாலிட்டி. மகாரஹா இஸ் ஆல்சோ காரணம் பிரம்ம காரணபாதகா. த்ரீ காரணபாதாஸ் ஆர் வாட்? அகார உகார மகாராஸ் ஓம். தேர்ஃபோர் கிராஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன், ஹட்டில் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன், அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் அன்டிஃபரன்ஷியேட்டட் காசல் யூனிவர்சல் காசல் கண்டிஷன் ஆல்சோ இஸ் ஓம். தட் இஸ் வை ஆல் இஸ் ஓம். Everything is Om. This Om, which alone is in the form of the universe in causal condition, the Om which alone is in the form of the pranava, which alone is in the form of subtle manifestation, gross manifestation, is actually distinct from the unmanifested universe in causal condition, the manifested subtle and gross manifested universe also distinct. And what is the distinct? This pure consciousness, which is param brahma. So pure consciousness is Om, subtle manifestation is Om. The implied meaning of the word Om is pure consciousness. Therefore subtle manifestation is Om, gross manifestation is Om, unmanifested, undifferentiated universe also is Om, but Om is not anything. What is Om? Pure consciousness. Om implies pure, abstract, formless reality consciousness. Om is not anything. But what is subtle universe? What is gross universe? What is unmanifested universe? Everything is consciousness. It's exactly saying water, H2O, is not the ocean or any of the waves, but every wave is water, the H2O. Similarly here, pranavaha, which symbolizes the param brahma, the pure consciousness, is not any of the gross, subtle or unmanifested universe, but everything is Om, pure consciousness. Therefore Om is param brahma, Om is aparam brahma. Om alone is in the form of aparam brahma. Karana prapanchaha, karya prapanchaha. But Om is actually the pure consciousness, param brahma. So param brahma and aparam brahma, both are Om. Means Om alone is there as satyam, pure consciousness. Om alone is there as mithya karana karyam, mithya cause and effect. Cause is mithya, effect is mithya. Mithya cause and effect also is Brahma, Om. And pure consciousness, satyam, is also Om. Om alone is there as both satyam and mithya. There is a second thing other than Om. Om is secondless, non-dual reality, pure awareness, pure consciousness, pure knowledge. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Pranahi aparam brahma, pranavaha cha paraha smrutaha. Pranava alone is said to be paraha, is param brahma, a paraha atma. Now this pranavaha, so the implied actual meaning of the word. So what is satyam? Satyam, what is satyam? What is absolutely real is pure consciousness, which is the implied meaning of the word pranava. Therefore that pranavaha apurvaha, the consciousness is what? Apurvaha means yasya purvam nasti saha apurvaha. that which does not have something before the consciousness, means it's causeless. Pure consciousness does not have a beginning because it is causeless. Beginningless, therefore causeless. Consciousness has no cause from where it has come into existence. Why? Because it is beginningless. For anything to have a beginning, it must have a cause. Consciousness is beginningless reality, unborn reality, therefore it is causeless. Nothing is there, nothing exists before consciousness, nothing exists beyond consciousness. Therefore, apurvaha, causeless. Then anantaraha. Anantaraha. Anantaraha means there's nothing other than consciousness belonging to any other species. There's nothing else belonging to any species other than consciousness. Nothing of any species here other than consciousness. Therefore, anantaraha. Antaram means something else. Anantaram means gap, also means antaram. Anantaraha means there is nothing else of any other species other than consciousness. So anantaraha. Apurvaha anantaraha. Literally, apurvaha means what? There's nothing which is before. And there's no gap afterwards. That's the meaning. Gapless, literally meaning. But here, what is implied here is there's nothing else other than consciousness here. Anantaraha. So beginningless, timeless, beyond everything, for causeless, now secondless also. Anantaraha means secondless. Because nothing else is there. Then abahyaha. Anantaraha, then abahyaha. So there's no second thing belonging to other species. First we said abahyaha means there's nothing at all other than consciousness. Abahyaha means there's nothing is external to consciousness. Nothing is external to consciousness means what? There's nothing at all other than consciousness. There's no second thing which is different from consciousness belonging to any other species. No, first we said. Now, abahyaha means there's nothing at all. So, abahyaha. Nothing external to consciousness means nothing at all. You can't say wave is external to water. Then the external, internal. Wave is water. So everything is consciousness, so nothing at all. So na abahyaha. Then anaparaha. Aparaha means effect. Purvam means what? Purvam is cause, is that which is before origination of something is cause. So purvam. That which comes after the origination of something is what? Effect. So param means effect. Anaparaha. Aparam means effect. Anaparaha means effectless. There's no consciousness, has no effect which has come into exist, which has made out of consciousness. Consciousness alone is in the form of. There's no effect. Which means having an effect means what? Having an effect means being subject to a process, undergoing a process. Undergoing a process means being subject to change. Consciousness is of the nature of changelessness. It does not undergo any process. Therefore, nothing which has come out of consciousness. So it doesn't have any effect. neither the cause nor the effect. What is consciousness then? Distinct from seemingly existent mithya cause and effect. So whatever is there as cause is mithya. Whatever enjoys the status of being, the causal status is mithya. Cause is mithya. Effect also is mithya. So cause effect, this division also is mithya. It's a division. Therefore, consciousness is the truth which lends satyam. Consciousness is the adhishtana satyam which lends existence to the seemingly real mithya cause and effect. It's neither the cause nor the effect. It doesn't have cause and effect. So, anaparaha. Then, avyayaha, one more word. So, how many words? Apurvaha, anantaraha, abahyaha, anaparaha, avyayaha. Five words reveal the swarupam of the reality. Every word reveals the reality, what it is not, the bit helps understand what it is. Avyayaha. It is not subject to change. Changeless. Changelessness is the nature of the consciousness. The swarupam of knowing is always there. That we call swarupam. The fire never, the burning nature, dahana swarupam doesn't get changed. That is called nature. Swarupam means changeless is swarupam. Nature. So it is ever of the nature of changelessness. This is the pure consciousness, which is the, actually we should say, abstract, formless, subtlest, inexplicably subtlest reality arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, in terms of its nature of being conscious. Awareness. That is what is pranavaha here. Now, just quickly read the Bhashyam here. Parapare Brahmani Pranavaha. What is Brahma? Page 355. I'm reading from 354 and you are going to see the meaning, what I'm saying from this 355. Parapare Brahmani Pranavaha. See, Param Brahma, Aparam Brahma, both are Pranavaha. Already explained to you, so I'm not going to waste time there. Paramarthata. So parapare brahmani pranavaha means in this, in when you understand in the context of Mandukya Upanishad, you should understand what? This karanapada, karyapada, this sagunapada is om pranava. And karanakarya vilakshanapadaha, turiyapadaha is also pranavaha. This is what you should understand. Then paramarthata kshineshu matrapadeshu parahayeva atma brahma. Okay, now he says both param brahma aparam brahma pranava. Having said that, he says parahayeva atma brahma. What is paraha? Paramarthata. Paramarthata means that which is there absolutely as reality is when the matras, matra padeshu kshineshu, when the three matras representing the three padas, all of them become negated as mithya. Kshineshu means what? When they become negated as mithya. Kshineshu matra padeshu. When all the three padas become negated along with their representing matras. What remains non-negatably is paramarthata. is consciousness, then that is what is just being the self. Paramarthata, absoluteness. Paramartha means absoluteness. What is absoluteness? Seeing oneself being Brahma when all these padas along representing matras become negated as mithya. What cannot be negated? How negation happens? You understand, distinguishing the experiencer from the experienced, then you see what? There is no experiencer at all other than consciousness. No experience other than the abstract reality. It's exactly like seeing illuminated is light. So there's no experiencer other than the abstract formless reality. When you analyze all three sets of experience, you have distinguished experience that there's only experiencer in all the modifying, changing states. That experiencer cannot refer to anything subtle or gross. Any form. Experiencer does refer to only abstract formless reality. Exactly like illuminator in this room refers to only the light. So illuminator and light are not two things. Simply experiencer and abstract reality are not two things. And that abstract formless subtlest reality referred to by the experiencer, I, is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, use the term consciousness. Experiencer is pure consciousness only. Then what happens? The experienced cannot have independent existence without the experiencer. It's dependent experience, that's what mithya. Experience also is not possible without the experiencer. Experience status also is mithya. Experience status is mithya. Experience is mithya. Experienced world is mithya. Means you, the jiva status and Ishwara status become negated as mithya. All the unmanifested, undifferentiated universe in causal condition, subtle manifestation, gross manifestation, everything becomes negated as mithya. This is what is negation of, when the negation of the padas symbolizing the padas symbolized by the matras become negated as mithya, there is absoluteness, paramarthata. How? Then what remains non-negatably is pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is simply by term Brahma. That consciousness implied by term Brahman is one's own self, Atma. Atma Brahma. Actually, you do not become, okay? Do not become Brahma. You see yourself being Brahma when they get negated. And this negation is purely cognitive. Intellectually, cognitively negate everything being mithya. Then Shankaracharya says, na purvam. Purvam means what? Is equal to karanam. Asya vidyate iti apurvaha. So consciousness is causeless, therefore it is said to be meant by the word apurvaha. Na asya antaram. Antaram means what? Bhinna jatiyam kinchit. There's nothing belonging to any other species, any species other than consciousness. Therefore, it is anantaraha. Tatha bahyam anyat na vidyate iti abahyaha. There's nothing at all other than consciousness. Therefore, it's abahyaha. Nothing external to this other than consciousness. Therefore, it's abahyaha. Aparam karyam asyana vidyate iti anaparaha. There is no effect of consciousness. So, sabahyab. Then having said that, and then Shankaracharya presents a quotation from sabahyabhyantaro hyajaha. Sabahyabhyantaro hyajaha is a quotation from Mundaka Upanishad. sabahyabhyantaro hyajaha. This absolute reality, subtlest reality, soft nature of consciousness implies that Tamatma is unborn, beginningless. And then it has nothing external, nothing internal. No inside and outside. No beginning and end. No cause and effect. There's nothing, there's no second thing at all. Okay? He gives example. Saindhava ghanavate prajnana ghanaha. See, prajnana ghanaha. This reality is pure mass of consciousness. Prajnana ghanaha. Which alone is in the form of the entire world of inert material world of duality. Complete distinction. So, Saindhavavati, see, Sindhu means ocean. Okay? Anything pertaining to ocean is called Saindhavam. Anything which comes out of ocean is Saindhavam. Shell is Saindhavam. Pearl of Mother is Saindhavam. Anything in the ocean is Saindhava only, but specifically here salt. Saindhava ghanavat. Saindhava ghanaha means a big rock of salt. Solid rock of salt. Wherever you touch, saltiness, 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 saltiness. Inseparable nature of the solid rock of salt is what? Which is Saindhavam. Saindhavam means salt here. Is saltiness. Similarly, the reality which is all pervasive reality, abstract reality which alone is there as existence of everything is of the nature of pure consciousness. Consciousness. How is reality there? Consciousness. Here, consciousness. Here, consciousness. Only consciousness. Saindhava ghanavate prajnana ghanaha. Ityartha, the Shankaracharya's commentary on this verse. Okay, so 27th karika. Sarvasya pranavo hyadihi, sarvasya pranavo hyadihi, madhyamantastathaivacha, evam hi pranavam jnatva, evam hi pranavam jnatva vishnute tadanantaram. It's a very beautiful, the Karika states something very, very beautiful fact. Sarvasya pranavo hyadir madhyamantastathaivacha. Sarvasya pranavo hyadir madhyamantastathaivacha. Sarvasya pranavo hyadir madhyamantastathaivacha. Sarvasya pranavo hyadir madhyamantastathaivacha. Evam hi pranavam jnatva. Evam hi pranavam jnatva vishnute tadanantaram sarvasya pranavo hyadir madhyamantastathaivacha sarvasya pranavo hyadir madhyamantastathaivacha evam hi pranavam jnatva evam hi pranavam jnatva vishnute tadanantaram. Tadanantaram. Okay. So he says, pranavaha adihi. Pranavaha, the pure consciousness, implied meaning of the word pranava alone is the beginning, the source of origination. Madhyam, the middle, the source of existence. Antaha, the source, the end also. The beginning of what? Sarvasya. Sarvasya adihi pranavaha. Sarvasya madhyam pranavaha. Sarvasya antaha pranavaha. The very beautiful sentence you can say, Sarvasya Adihi Pranavaha, Sarvasya Madhyam Pranavaha, Sarvasya Antaha Pranavaha. So the beginning, the middle and the end of everything is Pranavaha. Which means Pranava has no beginning, middle and end. Pranavaha, the consciousness implied by the term Pranavaha, has no beginning, no middle and end. But the beginning of everything happens in Pranava. Existence of everything happens in Pranava, is in Pranava. End of everything also is in Pranava. So, Sarvasya Adihi Madhyam Antaha Pranavaha. Tatha Evacha. Okay. Evam hi Pranavam Jnatva. So, the beginning of everything is Pranava, middle of everything is Pranava, so also the end of everything is Pranava. This is the first sentence meaning. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Okay. Evam hi Pranavam Jnatva Tadanantaram Tadanantaram Vyashnute. Having understood the implied meaning of the word Pranava in this manner, having understood Pranavaha. Understanding Pranavaha means what? Understanding abstract formless reality consciousness as the absolute reality. Appearing as one's own self. Having understood Pranava in this manner, Tadanantaram Vyashnute. Understanding Pranavaha is attaining Pranava. Knowing Pranava is attaining Pranava. Vishnuti, then he attains. Understands the Pranava, then he attains Pranava. Who is the attainer of the Pranavaha? Attainer of the Pranava is the knower of the Pranava. You can never attain Pranavaha. You are Pranavaha yourself. You are the unique consciousness which alone is shining as everything. Therefore, you are Pranavaha. How can you attain yourself? Therefore, knowing, understanding Pranavaha, being yourself, is attaining Pranavaha. So Shankaracharya says, the person having understood Pranavaha in this manner, being the source of existence and origination, existence, resolution of everything here, the person attains Pranava in terms of knowledge. That's the meaning of this Karika. Let us see what Shankara Bhagavatpada says here. See, Adi Madhyantaha Utpatti Sthiti Pralayaha Sarvasya Eva Pranavaha. See, Adi Madhyantaha means Adihi means beginning. The word beginning implies what? Origination, Utpattihi. Then Madhyam implies Sthitihi, existence, sustenance. Then Antam means pralayaha, resolution or dissolution. So, Utpatti Sthiti Pralayantaha. When you say Pranava is the beginning, middle and end of everything, means Pranavaha is the source of origination, existence or sustenance and resolution of everything. But Pranava is free from origination and resolution. Pranava has no beginning, no end, but the beginning and end and sustenance, existence, all are in Pranava. That is why anything which comes, exists and goes is mithya. It has no independent existence. Water originates in Pranava. having enjoying the existence, enjoying pranava as its adhishthanam, as the existence. Water exists also what? Enjoys existence in pranava. Anything resolves also, again goes, resolves in pranava only. That's why it is, there's no independent existence of anything which comes, which exists and resolves. Therefore, anything which comes and goes is what? Mithya. Only, it's only appearance of satya pranava. Therefore, pranava is what? Utpatti sthiti pralayaha sarvasya eva. So, pranavaha is the only source of origination, sustenance, or existence and resolution of everything here. I and this. World of duality. Then, Maya, he gives the example, Maya hasti rajju sarpa mrigatrishnika swapnadivat. So, what he says, therefore what? As everything, a source, the only source of origination, sustenance, resolution being the pranavaha, everything has enjoys existence only in the pranava, has no independent existence. Therefore, everything is mithya. Like what? Maya hasti. Maya hasti means what? The hasti means elephant. The elephant projected by the magician in a magic show is not real. The whole world is mithya, like the magician projected elephant. Then Rajju Sarpa, how the snake, rope snake, the snake falsely superimposed upon the rope is as good as non-existent. So also, this world which originates, exists and resolves in pranava is mithya. Then Mrigatrishnika, Mrigatrishnambhas, or Mrigatrishnika, the same. Mrigatrishnambhas, you would have heard somewhere else. Mrigatrishna, three words you would have heard. Mrigatrishna, Mrigatrishnika, Mrigatrishnambhas, means mirage water. So the mirage water is also false appearance, mithya appearance of the sand. Therefore, this universe, which the world of duality in terms of I and this, which comes and goes, is mithya, like Mrigatrishnika, like the mirage water. It's not real. How you are so clear in seeing the mirage water is not real. This world is as good as Mrigatrishnika. Then one more example he gives. Swapna. Again, he's extra. He said, now you understand yourself. Okay. He gives four examples. Maya hasti, Rajju Sarpa, Mrigatrishnika, Swapna, Adivat. Like the dream. How real is the dream? Dream is not real. Dream is not unreal also because it's experienced. But once you wake up from sleep, from the standpoint of the waker, you see very clearly dream is not real. Similarly, this world of duality in terms of I am and this is also, with all its multifarious countless number of forms, aims and functions, originates in pranava, exists in pranava, resolves in pranava, not outside of pranava, has no independent existence, therefore it is mithya. Pranava is the satya adhishtanam. So maya hasti rajju sarpa mrigatrishnika swapna adivat, like all of them, utpadyamanasya viyadadi prapanchasya. And this viyadadi prapancha, this universe constituted of objects such as space, etc., which is which originates, which originating utpadyamanasya, for that pranavaha is the adhishtanam. Like what? Mayavi adayaha. Pranavaha is like the magician. Okay, magician is the source of existence for the magic elephant, falsely projected elephant. And rope is the adhishtanam for the falsely superimposed snake. And here, the sand is the sand or dry desert land is the adhishtanam for the mirage water. Waker is adhishtanam for the dream. Similarly, here this pranavaha, the abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure awareness, implied meaning of the word pranavaha, that pranavaha alone, implying the consciousness alone, is the only satya adhishtanam of this mithya world of duality, which originates, exists and resolves in pranava. Okay, that pranavaha is what? I am that pranavaha. That is very important, okay? You can never understand pranava as that and this. Aham pranavaha. I, the self, am pranavaha. I, the knower, experiencer, am pranavaha. So, having evam in this manner, pranavam atman. Shankaracharya very careful. Atmanam. He mentions atmanam. Pranavam atmanam. Mayavi, mayavyadisthaniyam. So, having understood in this manner, the pranavaha obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, obtaining as the very content of I, the one's own self, who enjoys the status of being the satya adhishtanam, like Mayavi with reference to the magic show, the magician with reference to magic show, having understood that pranava atmanam, jnatva, having discovered pranavaha obtaining as one's own self, jnatva, takshanadeva, simultaneously, immediately, in that very second itself, means what? You should not even say second. Tatkshanadeva, simultaneously, that immediately, tad atma bhavam vyashnute. Atma bhavam vyashnute, one claims, okay, one attains that attains the pranava as oneself. One attains pranava as oneself means recognizing pranavaha is recognizing the very self. Recognizing the self is attaining the pranava in the form of self. Means he says what? That consciousness is the content of I. This is called Atma Bhavam. I am Pranavaha, implying consciousness. I am Pranava, implying consciousness. Aham Pranavaha. Having understood Pranava in this manner and seeing one's own self being identical with the Pranava is attaining pranavaha. You can never attain pranava, can understand only pranava. Okay. So what is understanding pranava? What is pranava jnanam? So now you know brahma jnanam, atma jnanam, now pranava jnanam. Pranava jnanam is atma jnanam. Atma jnanam is Atma praptihi, pranava praptihi, moksha praptihi. knowing is attaining. The uniqueness of the word Pranava is Samaji. One alone is as that everything. One appearing as everything is a uniqueness. That's what Pranava. That's why it used to say, one alone becomes everything. The problem is, when you understand what is that one which becomes everything, which appears as everything, already the one who wants to know results, you become knocked off. So you are not there to understand how that one appears as many. It will ever be a mystery. How one appears as many, you can never understand. It will be a mystery. Why? Because understanding what is that one which appears as many itself, you become knocked off. You are not there anymore. You become resolved. Om. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate.